and share.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. I want you to know that I believe you're going to have a blessed new year. We've only got two more days of this one left when we're making this. And so we're talking about the so that you can have the best year possible. And this is for 2020. But the truth of the matter is it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. You can start putting these principles into effect right now today. And so we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 5 and starting in verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, again, all of us need to change. Okay, everybody does. Even after you've been born again, there's a lot of changing that needs to be placed. You know, it's a fallacy that Jesus, people say, well, Jesus takes you, accepts you just as you are. No, Jesus accepts you in spite of the way you are. He still loves you anyway. But the truth of the matter is if he accepted you just the way you were, that he would not require you to change. But the truth of the matter is, since the day I met Jesus, I've been changing. I've been growing. I've been becoming more intimate with him. I've been learning how to crucify my flesh. And so we're talking about how to make changes. Now remember, the two biggest changes you have to start off with, if you're trying to figure out, well, where do I start? Here they are. Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Okay? If the answer is no, change that. Okay? We're going to give you the opportunity to receive Jesus. Now, making him Lord again is not just being born again. It is actually living for him. The second choice is do you know the will of God for your life? If the answer is no, change that. And we've spent a lot of time about how to get started in that, to know the will of God for your life. We've proven scripturally that the will of God does not automatically happen. Okay, that you have to press on and lay hold of it, like Paul said in Philippians, right? And we found out that some people say, well, you can't know the will of God. That's not true. This where we're reading here in the scripture, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. That you're supposed to know what the will of God is. We also covered the fact you want to know what the will of God is, because it is not a bad thing. It is a good thing that God desires to do better for you than ever you've done for yourself. Jesus wants you to have a better year than you've ever had, the most fulfilled, the most accomplished, the most fruitful year you've ever had. But the only way to do that is to know the will of God. Now, if you don't know the will of God, we gave you some prayers, right? Three separate prayers where you could begin to pray from the scriptures. How to know the will of God. Now remember, there's two ways to know the will of God. First is through the written word of God, and the second is by you praying these prayers and the Spirit of God revealing them to you. And I know there's people out there that say, well, yes, but I have not seen nor ear heard, neither it is in and into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for him. Great scripture. What's the next verse? But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. See, God reveals to you the specific will of God for your life by his Spirit. And that's the reason we went over those three prayers. Now again, remember, here's our free offer. You contact us at KurtOwen.com. Besides that, if you've missed any of these messages, our partners have made it possible for you to hear these messages over and over again, made it possible for us to give you these free things. And you can go to KurtOwen.com and listen to all these things over and over. Catch yourself up. Not only that, there's a lot of other free material there that'll change your life forever. And so, but remember this, the Spirit of God will reveal this to you, but you've got to give place to these prayers. And these three prayers that we have will teach you how to pray for yourself to know the will of God and how you can pray for others to walk in the will of God. But here's the thing. Let's go back to this now here in Ephesians again in verse 5, and let's read it again in verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Okay. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Okay. To walk circumspectly means you examine your walk. Now, I try to do this towards the end of every year. I try to get started in October, definitely by November, so I can start to implement changes in December, and we'll talk about that. But I also have to understand this. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. See, a fool continues to live year after year and never looks at his walk, never looks at his life, right? You need to take a long, hard look at your life every year and evaluate. Now, I say I look every year. I try to about the middle of the year to see how far, where I'm at in my progress. But here's the thing. You know, do we still have those sheets that for people to help them know the will of God, those things? We got another free offer for you. You contact the ministry, and we'll give you a worksheet to help you with this. Because here's the thing. The truth of the matter is there's several different wills of God for your life, okay? Several. I started to get into this last time, but I'm a child of God, okay? So there's a will of God for me where that's concerned. I am a child. I have parents. I am a child. There is a will of God for me where that's concerned. I am a husband. There is a will of God for me where that's concerned. I'm a spiritual father, soon to be a regular father. There's a will of God for me where that's concerned. I am a minister of the gospel. There's a will of God for me where that's concerned. But people say, well, you already mentioned God at the beginning. No, no, no. That's me and my personal relationship with God. My ministry is what I work for God. I don't confuse the two. I'm still a child of God. You know, I don't read my Bible to preach. I read my Bible so that I can learn how to be a child of God. Now, do I ever read my Bible for ministry messages? Yes, I do, but I first and foremost read it so that I know the Lord. Now, but see, here's beyond that. So I'm a minister. I am a friend. I am a brother. And so each of these things has a will of God for my life in it. Each of those three things. Now, part of the will in each of those areas I can find in the written word of God. Other things I have to find through spending time with the Lord and Him speaking to me about these things. Sometimes He has to speak to me about different things I need to do. Now, there is a will of God for your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. And these, in addition to these prayers, we have this other free offer where you can receive this worksheet to help you look at your life and then set goals or have a vision for each of your area of your life. And you should have goals spiritually. You should have goals soulishly, your mind, your will, and your emotions. You should have goals for your body. You should have goals for your finances. And you should have goals socially. Okay? But in order to do that, you got to look at where you're at right now and examine your walk. I'll just tell you, I'm not the child of God I want to be. I want to know my Father more intimately than I've ever known anyone else. I'm not the son that I want to be. I'd like to do more for my parents. I'm not the husband that I want to be. There's more I could do to be a better husband. I'm not the minister I want to be. I'm not the boss I want to be. I'm not the friend. There's more, and people say, well, you mean you're failing in every area? No, I'm not failing in every area, but there's more I can do. My wife, quite frankly, and I have the best marriage that I know anything about. We just went through a personal tragedy, and I was so grateful that we never once had a crossword. We stood together. We cried together. We held each other, but we never gave place to the pressure to allow it to divide us. We are a united front in life, but we didn't get there. Going back to this, we didn't get there automatically. We didn't get there just because it was the will of God that we get married, even though it was. We got there because we made it a point to examine. You know, there's points that we realize that we, you know, I gave this illustration, I think, last time. I was in Africa. I didn't talk to her as much as I wanted to. And though she never complained about it, I realized I didn't give her any time for that 9 days I was gone because it was so hard and the time difference and all this other stuff. You want to know what? When I go back to Africa this year, I'm not doing that. I've already set. I see then I walk circumspectly. I've examined that aspect of my walk, and I've said I want to do better. Now, is my marriage in turmoil? Absolutely not. But do I think I could demonstrate my love to my wife on a greater measure? Yes, I do. And you want to know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, in order to do that, I have to examine my walk. Because the next thing it says, redeem the time because the days are evil. In other words, you need to have a plan because if not, days are just going to be stolen from you. Have you not realized this, that time seems as though it's just blowing right past? It's just going faster and faster. And if you don't watch out, you ever had these, where has the day gone? I haven't accomplished anything. What is the cure to that? See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And you need to have a plan. And that's what these goals will help you to do. Now, in order to have a plan for your life, you have to know Jesus for yourself. Remember, the first plan for his life is for you to be a part of his family. Remember, the first goal of my life is to be a better child of God. That should, and if you are not a child of God, this is your opportunity to receive Jesus. It is not complicated. He did not make it hard because he wants you as part of his family so that you can have a life that is productive, so that you learn how to redeem the time because he understands the days are evil. Now, Michael is about to lead you in a prayer, and I believe that when after you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that'll be the beginning of the best days possible for you, and that'll also be the beginning of you knowing the will of God for your life and walking in it. Stay tuned to this important prayer with Michael, and remember, Jesus is risen, and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your Son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky